Nation Singapore podcast. We hope you'll enjoy this message by Pastor Joey Bonifacio.
In the first month of the year, I talked to you about zeal and the importance and significance of the right approach and the right attitude for the year. Zeal being the determined, diligent, enthusiastic pursuit of God and His kingdom. But I did warn you at the beginning of February that zeal without wisdom is dangerous. And that's why we began to teach you 2 weeks in a row on wisdom. We started with the book of Job, answering why, the question that everyone is asking. Because we as humans want to know the answer to that question because we're a people that desire to have wisdom. We followed that up last week with a message entitled Extraordinary Wisdom for Extraordinary Times. We referenced the book of Proverbs and showed you that with Proverbs, we can glean wisdom from creation. Proverbs talks about ants and birds and talks about wisdom that we can get even from dogs and obviously from humans. But we did make the point that wisdom in creation is limited because ultimately wisdom comes from no one and not nowhere else but God. For God gives wisdom. From His mouth come knowledge and understanding, the book of Proverbs says. Today, in continuation of the idea of creation, I want to show you my gardening skills. This is a plant given to me a few years ago by a woman named Nanny Harris, the wife of one of our executive pastor. She gave me this plant, and I started to grow them over the years. I began with one plant that became three and eventually became eight, and now is a total of 11 plants. Interesting how that has multiplied. And out of this moment that I was doing this, I was reminded of Psalm chapter 1, verse 1. Blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked or stand in the way of sinners or take or sit in the company of mockers. Notice where it says, blessed is the one. It says, who does not walk in step with the wicked, stand in the way of sinners or sit in the company of mockers. Now, there are three words I want you to see here. Walk, stand, and sit. In other words, be planted in the wrong place will result in a lack of wisdom or the loss of wisdom. But the contrast is that those who delight in the law of the Lord are those who meditate on His law day and night. And that's important. To be planted, to be rooted, is to be placed in a place that is consistent. Further, it says in verse 3, that person who's planted in the things of God is like a tree planted by streams of water. And what results is, when you are planted, your result is multiplication or bearing fruit. The same reason that I had a multiplication of this plant. The key, however, is not the multiplication. The key is the health of its roots. When the roots are healthy, in other words, they're anchored properly, they will be able to absorb the nutrients of the soil and the minerals that are needed to make it grow. And when something grows, it will naturally bear fruit. You don't have to attempt to bear fruit. In fact, you're incapable of bearing fruit. You're even incapable of growing. The key is anchoring and absorbing. Thus, I want to talk to you today about the wisdom of the anchored life. The wisdom anchored life, rather. Now, if we're to be anchored, we need to see ourselves as a tree anchored in God. God is the soil, our roots allow us to be anchored, and our anchor allow us to absorb properly, and thus resulting in growth and fruitfulness. Further in Psalm 1 verse 3, it says, that person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season. One of the first benefits of being anchored in God is you will bear fruit in season. In the book of John chapter 15 verse 4, Jesus tells us how to anchor. Remain in me or be anchored in me. And as a result of that, I will be anchored with you. No branch can bear fruit. It starts with remaining, and that's the only way you can bear fruit because you are incapable of bearing fruit by yourself. It must be anchored to the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you are anchored properly. Fruit is a natural outcome. Fruit in season is very different from just fruit. Fruit in season is good fruit, and it grows by itself. Fruit in season is lasting fruit. Fruit in season is multiplied fruit. That's what you want. When you're anchored in God, the result is you have good fruit, lasting fruit, multiplied fruit. Particularly in your spirituality, in your relational life, in your physical life, and finally, even in your financial life. That's what you want. Good, lasting, multiplied fruit in these four areas of your life is the result of being anchored in wisdom. Now, Psalm chapter 1, verse 3 further says, you will not just yield fruit in season, but your leaf will not wither. Now, that's a different benefit, isn't it? To bear fruit in season is one thing. To have leaves that do not wither is another. If you want to understand what that means, take a look at the tree. The health of a tree is represented by its leaves. When the book of Revelation says that leaves are for healing. When a tree has leaves that are withering, you know that that tree is unhealthy. When a tree's leaves are flourishing, you know that that tree is healthy. As I pointed out, I'm a bit of a gardener. When I first moved to Singapore 4 years ago, I started buying plants. By the end of it all, I had bought about 19, 20 different plants. But today, there's over 100 of them in my apartment because they just kept growing. The way I knew that these plants were healthy was through their leaves. The way I know that I'm spiritually healthy is the life that I do in my prayer life. How's my prayer life? How's the life that I use to meditate on the Word of God? How is it when I'm alone by myself? How is it when I look at my own life that my leaves are healthy spiritually, relationally, physically, and financially? When we check the leaves of our lives, the outworkings of the things that we do because we are anchored in God, we will know the real health and the wisdom that we're anchored in. Further, it says in verse 3, that person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, which leaves it not wither, whatever they do prospers. How many of you know that that's the benefit of being anchored in God? Fruits that bear in season, leaves that do not wither, and finally, whatever you do, to see that whatever you do prospers. In Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 11, it says, the Lord will grant you abundant prosperity in the fruit of your womb, the young of your livestock, the crops of your ground, in the land he swore to your ancestors to give you. Notice the words abundant prosperity. That's what you want. When you're anchored in the wisdom of God, you will have abundant prosperity. But I want you to notice another thing. It says the Lord will grant you. You cannot bear fruit, you cannot grow yourself, and you cannot even prosper on your own. It is a grant. Like prosperity, like fruitfulness, and like leaves that don't wither, it is only because you are anchored in God. Now, the key, therefore, is to anchor in God, but more importantly, to be anchored over time and season. For the most part, the problem is not being anchored in God, but anchoring in God over time and season. Psalm chapter 90, verse 12 says, teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Teach us. In other words, this is something we have to learn. A lot of people know that they have to be rooted in God, but they've never learned how to number their days. And thus, because of the lack of the ability to number the days, they do not gain a heart of wisdom. A heart of wisdom comes from numbering our days. When we number our days right, when we know exactly that we have number days or we don't have unlimited numbers of days, we become wise. Think of all your days like marbles. Imagine that you have one marble for every day that goes by. And imagine that every day that goes by, one marble is taken away. If you were to live for 100 years by 365 days, you actually have only 36,500 marbles. I once asked a bunch of smart people to estimate, if you have 36,500 marbles, what does that look like? And they showed me this, 2 5-gallon pails. That's all there is, and that's your 36,500 marbles. Imagine those marbles going one day at a time. And as every year passes, you lose one, and it gets lesser and lesser. Numbering your days is knowing that there is a limited number. For example, if I were to live to 100 years, at 64 years, I now only have 36 years to go. At 365, I only have 13,000 marbles left. If I live to only be about 90 years old, I only have 99,000 marbles left. And if I only to live to be 80 years old, I only have 6,000 marbles left. the numbers are limited. Numbering your days begins with being very clear with what your spiritual, relational, physical, and financial goals are. Numbering your day, secondly, is what you can do today to get you closer to those goals. Sometimes, because we don't realize that our days are numbered, we don't anchor our wisdom in those days. As a result, we burn, we waste, we lose the days instead of growing in wisdom. The first key is to be anchored in the time and the seasons of our lives by numbering our days. But secondly, the Bible tells us, wisdom comes by redeeming the time. It says in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15 and 16, "Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but wise, making most of every opportunity because the days are evil." There's a carefulness to the people who are wise in the way they live. Not as unwise or foolish, but wise. How? Redeeming the time. Making the most of every opportunity because they know that time is limited. Now it says further in verse 17, "Therefore do not be foolish, do not be unwise, be wise." And how do you do that? Understand what the Lord's will is. Redeeming the time involves understanding what the Lord's will is for me spiritually. What is God's will for me spiritually? To pray, to meditate, to proclaim, and to fellowship with other believers. What is God's will for me relationally? That I would have a long-lasting good marriage. What is God's will for me physically? That I will be healthy and prosperous for the years that I'm going to be in this world. What is God's will for me financially? That I will have an abundance, that I will be able to be a blessing to my family and to others. When I first moved to Singapore, I was reminded of a story of a man named Dr. Richard Teo. I remember his testimony because he was a young doctor, very, very prominent and very successful. I remember listening to his testimony about the moment when he was having the fun of his life, the dream house, the dream clinics, not just in Singapore, but elsewhere. And not only was he very successful, his time, his goals were not very clear, he was explaining. And then one day, he found out he just had a little pain on his back, went to the doctor, and realized his days were going and they were numbered. He realized that at that point, he only had 180 days left, and he had terminal cancer. I remember the words of Dr. Teo, and the message was very clear. The entire testimony basically had one message. "I was just so full of myself that there was just no way I could have turned back to God." See, turning to God is about anchoring your time. Sometimes we think we have all the time in the world. The fact is, we don't. And the key to being wise in this life is to anchor our time and season by numbering our days right, by redeeming the time, and finally understanding that this is over time and season. We cannot be wise like a tree without going through time and season. The Bible tells us that wisdom comes from being anchored over time and season. Genesis, one of my favorite verses in the Bible, in chapter 8, verse 2 says, "As long as the earth endures, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night will never cease. As long as the earth is in existence, these things will never change. What you sow is what you reap. Cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night, they're not going to cease." Be wise to know this is not changing for you. You need to grow and become wise over time and season. Further in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, verses 1 and 2, it says there's a time for everything. Wise people know that there is a time for everything. If you don't have time for certain things, what that really means is you don't want or desire those things. Because it's funny how we always find time for the things that we want and desire. But because the Bible does say there's a time for everything, and there's a season for every activity under the heavens. A time to be born, a time to die. There is a time for everything. There is a season. Time is the measure of the beginning and the end. I'm 64 this year in May. I can bet with you and guarantee you that by next year in May, I will be 65. There is no stopping time. Time moves and cannot be stopped. There are marbles that are being counted every day. Seasons, on the other hand, are embedded in time. designed by God to make us wise. When we allow the time and the seasons to go by in our lives, we become mature. When we become mature, we grow. When we grow, we bear fruit and prosper in different ways. When you put a tree in time, in a room, without the seasons, that tree will be stunted because it will never be wise. It will never grow because it never went through the seasons of time. Wise people understand that wisdom comes over time and season. Further, it says there's a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens, a time to be born and a time to die. Notice the words under the heavens. In short, while you are living on this earth, there will be a time for everything. And while you're living on this earth, before you go to heaven in eternity, where there is no more time, there's a time to be born and a time to die. What that simply means is this: you cannot control the times and the seasons. You can only be anchored in God over time and season. We don't control the day we're born, and we do not certainly control the day we die. We can only anchor ourselves in God. And if we're to be wise, we're to anchor ourselves in God, to be anchored over time and seasons, numbering our days aright, redeeming the time, and finally, over time and seasons. Now, Ecclesiastes continues. There's a time for everything and a season for every activity. And that's the third key. Not only should we be understanding the benefits of being anchored in God, or the benefits of being anchored in God over time and seasons, we need to be anchored in our activities and our actions. Many times, we're anchored in God or we're anchored over time and seasons, but our actions and our activities are not anchored. They're sporadic, they're inconsistent. We're not really sure about what those are. To be anchored in wisdom is to anchor our activities and actions and make them immovable. For instance, be committed to the activities and the actions that you have. Commitment is one of those words that has long been lost. The word commitment comes from two words. The word commit, which simply means to devote. When you say you're committing something, you're appropriating, you're moving that place, you're keeping that place, devoting that energy, that time, for this particular endeavor. But the word commit does not start with devoting things. It actually says to act upon. When you commit something, you're not just devoting something, you're acting upon that something. And that's why there are spiritual actions and activities. When my children were very young, my wife and I didn't want them to watch a lot of TV. We wanted to make sure that their imaginations were fresh, were lush, and that they would not just imagine things, but they would imagine things of God. There was a series of radio plays called Adventures in Odyssey that we made them listen day in and day out. It was scheduled. There were activities that we committed themselves to so that they would grow in God. As my kids got older, those activities never changed. We kept them going with those things, locking them in, making sure they're anchored. As I've become a grandfather, I've made it an anchor to grow my grandchildren spiritually. I spend time with them. Over the lockdown period, I haven't been with my grandchildren because they're in Manila and I'm here in Singapore. But nonetheless, I've kept in touch through Messenger, through Viber, through Zoom, because that is a spiritual activity that I am anchoring. When you do not anchor over time and seasons and you do not anchor your activities, I guarantee you they will not happen, and I guarantee you, you will not grow, and I guarantee you, you will not bear fruit. The same with relational. When my wife and I got married and became Christians, we made it an action point to go out on dates on a regular basis. We made it an action point to pray together because we knew that without actions over time and season, it's not happening. Many times we think that wisdom is a lot of good proverbs and ideas. It really is very simple. Anchor your spiritual, relational, and physical things in activities and actions, because if you're not committed to them, they're not happening. I'm not here to tell you what to eat. I'm here to tell you that without specific actions over time and season, you're not very wise, they're not going to grow, and they're not going to bear fruit. Smart people, wise people, the people of God know that they have to anchor themselves over time, over specific actions that they commit themselves to spiritually, relationally, physically, and even financially. When my kids were young, I taught them that there was a tithe, that they needed to commit to that tithe, that that was the first thing that they kept away. And then they'd had to save. And finally, they had to spend what they would want to spend. They could spend to their heart's desire because they're guaranteed they're going to have savings. And they're guaranteed that they're going to be pleasing God and serving God because they know the actions that they commit themselves to. To commit is to devote and to act upon. When you add the suffix meant, that means you can expect a result or action. Commitment is to devote a particular action with the expectation that that action will take place. Without these commitments, nothing's going to happen. Bearing fruit is a wish at best. Wise people anchor over time and season and anchor or commit themselves to activities and actions. But more than just committing themselves to activities and actions, wise people are consistent with those activities and actions. Commitment is one thing, consistency is another. If you watch creation and watch the things of God, you will find something called a sunrise. And what's one thing about the sunrise is it's very consistent. Because when something is consistent, what that simply means is you can trust it. When something can be trusted, you will grow. You will bear fruit. Because that word, by the way, is another word for the word faith. When we are consistent with our spiritual life, when we are consistent with our relational life, when we are consistent with our physical lives and our financial lives, we will grow. And when we grow, we will grow out or branch out because that's where the leaves are going to hang and that's where the fruits are going to bear fruit. We forget this idea that wisdom comes over time and season. One final point about being anchored in our activities and actions, be anchored or committed and consistent in community. The church is the community of the people of God. That's very important. Now, this is a conceptual drawing of why that's important, because your anchor and your roots cross over to other roots, and when that happens, you become this immovable tree that keeps growing and flourishing, getting more healthy and more prosperous. Now, that's a conceptual drawing, but this is a more accurate picture of what it really looks like. Forests are thriving and fruitful and growing in massive ways because of deep roots. The point being, live a wisdom-anchored life. How? Find out the benefits of being anchored in God. Know and start from there that you will bear fruit in season over time, that your leaves will be healthy and you will not wither, that you will see that whatever you do will prosper. If you will allow yourself to be anchored over time and seasons by numbering your days, by redeeming your time, and more importantly, to know there is a period over time and season. By anchoring your activities and being committed to the activities and actions, by being consistent with those activities and actions, and being committed and consistent in the community of God. I want to end this message by proclaiming Jesus, our Savior and God, the true wisdom and source of our wisdom. Join me in this short prayer and proclamation. Lord Jesus, you are the wisdom of the ages. As we remain in you, we know that we will bear fruit, good fruit, lasting fruit, multiplied fruit. We proclaim that you are our divine healer. In you, our leaves will not wither. Whatever we do will prosper. Teach us to number our days, to redeem the time that you have entrusted to us, and to remain anchored in you through time and season. Grant us the ability and volition to be anchored in you by being consistent and committed to certain activities and actions. Teach and help us to be as committed and consistent in our communing with the body, your church. And in your name, Jesus, we pray. And everyone said, Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Every Nation Singapore podcast. We hope you've been blessed by today's message. For more information, visit everynation.org.sg.